up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. And I'm your gracious, wonderful host, Tariq Nasheed, also known as Mr. King Flex. Doing it to you, bringing it to you, as usual. Flowing straight from the Survival Scrolls. And we're broadcasting live here in Los Angeles. I'm glad to have everybody back tuning in to the show. And as you know, today is about gold digging. Today's show is going to be all about gold digging. We're keeping up with the theme. This is the Game for Women Week here on Mac Lessons Radio. All this week, we're giving game to women. Women have been wanting to know the game. They wanted me to break the game down to them specifically, and we're doing that this week. Yesterday we talked about cheaters, and today we're going to be giving you tips on gold digging. Now people were talking shit about this Beyonce album. I like this shit. I like this jam right here. I was at the club the other night. This came on. Shit. And I was doing the shoulder lean to this motherfucker. I started to do the chicken noodle soup to this shit. Anyway, I digress. But like I said, today's show is going to be about gold digging. I'm going to give you ladies tips on how to be a thorough gold digger. So you need to get your pens and paper handy because there's going to be some good games served up today. And today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. And MySpace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. That's where you can send me emails and questions that you might have. And I will, or I might meet, read your stuff on the air. Who knows? Now, as far as being a gold digger. Now, I'm going to give you guys some basic 101 stuff. I have a book coming out next year called The Art of Gold Digging. So I can't give you too much game on this because I want you to buy the book when the book comes out. But I'm going to give you some basic tips. Some tips just to get your feet wet in the game. So you're going to have to wait for the real deep stuff. But the stuff that I give you ladies today is going to be very helpful to you. Trust me. Now, to understand the rules of gold digging, and there are rules. Now, rule number one of gold digging, ladies. Rule number one, you cannot learn the game of gold digging from another woman. And that's the biggest mistake a lot of women make. A lot of women try to get their tutelage from other women in the game. Or they'll try to do it by trial and error. But mostly, women get their game from other women. And other women will not teach you thorough game to keep your head afloat in the gold digging business. And we all know why. Women are naturally competitive. So if a woman does have game and knowledge about how to get money out there, guess what? She ain't teaching your ass. She'll teach you barely enough to keep afloat, but she's not going to really give you good game where you can thrive and outshine her. That's why all these gold digging books, they haven't really been that successful. There's been a few How to Marry Rich and How to Get a Wealthy Man, those type of books, but those books give you half-ass information because these books are written by other women. These women aren't going to create competition for themselves. So it's very important, ladies, not to rely on another woman to put you up on game because she's always going to give you half-ass game. Women are very competitive, naturally competitive. And a woman will not let you outshine her. That's why it's very important and it's very smart of you listening to the game that I'm about to give you. Because I'm not in competition with your ass. I want to see you get all the money you can. I want to see you women thrive in the game. And that goes to rule number two. If you're going to be in the hustle game and the gold digging game, don't ever hide behind any moral smoke screens. And that's another fault for potential gold digging women. A lot of women who want to get into the gold digging game, what messes them up is that they try to hide behind moral smoke screens, or they have these preconditioned morality lectures that's been put into their minds by their family and their friends. Like I've always said in my books, I respect a real gold digger, because a gold digging woman is a hustler. And most gold digging women, true to the game gold digging women, are honest with themselves. And if a person is honest with themselves about what they want, they'll be honest with other people. The problem is, we have a whole bunch of square women out here who's fucking everybody for absolutely nothing. And the minute somebody say something about getting some money, all of a sudden wings and a halo just pop up out of nowhere, and a motherfucker want to act like Mother Teresa. So the gold digging game, it's not about all that square shit. The gold digging game is all about money. And ladies, if you're going to be about money, be about money. Be focused on that paper. Because a real gold digger isn't really concerned about what other people think about her. Which brings us to rule number three. And I talked about this a little bit on other shows. You have to know the difference between a groupie and a gold digger. See, a lot of women say they want to be a gold digger. They say they want to get money. But in reality, all they want to do is fuck somebody famous so they can go brag to their little hood rat friends. So real gold diggers don't have that kind of low budget mentality. If you're going to be about money, well, God damn it, be about the money and go get it. Very important. Now, other rules of the game. It's all about your attitude. The gold digging game is basically about positioning yourself, ladies. You have to know how to position yourself in the right places. The problem is, a lot of you ladies, y'all hang out with broke niggas, you hang around with other broke bitches, and then you hang out in broke places. So if you get bullshit, stop hanging around bullshit. If you want diamonds, you gotta hang in a diamond mine. If you want gold, you gotta hang in a gold mine. If you want kings, you gotta hang around castles. You get my drift? So it's all about positioning yourself. Now, once you learn the nonverbal language and the nonverbal hustling about gold digging, you will find it relatively easy to get money. Whenever I see an attractive woman who's broke, I know that she's doing something proactively to keep herself broke. Because, ladies, if you're an attractive woman and you position yourself in the right way, money will just come to your ass. It's not that hard to get some money out these trick-ass motherfuckers. We got a whole bunch of trick-ass, simp-ass guys out here with money ready to trick it off. If you sit up somewhere and just be cute and keep your mouth shut, some money will come to you. But you have a bunch of women out here who have the possibility to get money if they kept their mouth shut, but you open up your mouth and you fuck it up for yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So sometimes it's best to just shut the hell up and be cute and not mess your money up if you know your game ain't really up to par. And that's another thing. You have to know if your game is up to par, if it's not. You have to know your intellect level. A lot of women think they're smarter than what they are. And you open up your mouth and say some dumb shit, you fuck up all your money. So you might have this wealthy dude ready to just throw $1,000 at you just for the hell of it. You open up your mouth, start talking some hood rat shit, and he keeps that money to himself and throw you a $20 bill for gas money. So know about positioning yourself. It's all about positioning yourself in the right places. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of tips on where to go. Now, in my book, The Art of Gold Digging, y'all going to have to wait on the specific stuff, because I go into grave detail about certain places to go, not to go, cities. I get real deep with it. Now, another thing about gold digging And I talked about this on another show. Stay the fuck away from basketball players and athletes in general. You will not get no money out of those cats. It's a long shot. Every time I read one of these gold digging novels by like some black female author, they all have the same theme. You go to Amazon.com and look at all the books with the title Gold Digger in it that's written by a black author, one of those novels. And it's all about some black girl in the hood met an NBA player, became his mistress. He gave her a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. That's usually the premise. That NBA player shit is like a black woman's Cinderella fantasy. Get off that shit, because in the reality of the game is these niggas ain't about to break off no bread. NBA players have groupies. They got groupies from all over the world willing to do all types of freaky shit for free. So why would they give anybody money? These guys don't really trick their money off like that. And when you meet women who say, well, I got such and such basketball player to pay my rent, 9 times out of 10, that bitch is lying. And again, women who do that try to date these guys in order to impress their friends. And I said this on another show. A real gold digger don't fuck around with no athletes. A real gold digger is going to fuck with the team owner. And you got to have that mentality. So stay away from the athletes. Now also, and this is for the sisters out there specifically, and I'm talking to a broad audience, I'm talking to my white girls, my Filipinos, my Asians, I know everybody listens to the show, different races, but this is a tip for the black girls. Now sisters, when you go out, you gotta have the premise and have the mentality and have the personality of a fun girl. When you get around rich dudes, you gotta be bubbly, you gotta be very personable, you gotta be all smiles, you gotta be a fun, loving sister. The problem with a lot of sisters, black women, is that when you go out, you try to act like divas because you motherfuckers think that shit is sexy. It's not sexy, that shit is corny. You try to walk around the club like you Diana Ross when you drove up to that motherfucker in a Hyundai. Go to a social spot, have fun. Rich dudes, wealthy guys like fun women. They're not buying that broke diva shit. Very important tip, ladies. Have fun. A fun, festive attitude will get you a long way in the game. Write that down and underline that shit. You gotta be like a party girl. Also, when it comes to getting your gold digging on, you have to know how to carry yourself when you get around money. Let's say you go to a spot, there's a bunch of ballers in there, there's a bunch of rich guys in there. You have to look like you fit in. And ladies and sisters especially, my sisters, less is more. All that hoochie shit is not going to fly around no real rich dudes if you're trying to get some money on the long term. And that's what you're trying to do as a gold digger. You're trying to get you some consecutive dollars. So you have to look, dress, act, and talk the part. You have to have the flair of some sophistication. You got to dress sophisticated. You can't roll up in a spot and you got on some shit you bought at the swap meet or some shit you bought at Forever 21 if you're trying to get some real money. Leave the hoochie hood rat clothes at home. You can't walk off in a rich social spot in your baby fat jumpsuit because people are going to label you as a hood rat or a stank. You can't be walking around no rich spot with your apple bottom jeans hanging down over your hips and your ass crack is showing. You gotta be real classy when it comes to attracting real money. And know how to walk, too. This is another thing, especially a lot of women in the hood. Learn how to walk in heels. Because rich dudes, niggas know this shit like that. We can tell when a woman don't know how to walk in heels. See, most women from the hood, especially, try to walk with their ass sticking out, or they try to walk gap-legged. And then you start walking, and we can tell your feet are hurting. Your feet look like they're goddamn killing you. Them heels be tearing your ass up because you don't know how to walk in them. And that's kind of a turnoff. We look at you, it's like, okay, she's not graceful. You got to be graceful with your shit. That's why I give props to Beyonce. Like, Beyonce, that bitch be walking, dancing, doing all types of shit in heels. She knows how to work them motherfuckers. And here's a tip as far as wearing heels, ladies. Here's a tip for you. If you want to walk in heels and you want to be graceful, ladies, and you don't want your feet to look like they're hurting, when you walk, and I learned this from some model friends that I've dated. I've dated a lot of models, so I know about all this shit. Ladies, if you walk in heels, you got to walk one foot in front of the other. All right? That'll stop your feet from hurting in heels. One foot in front of the other. Don't try to walk like you bow-legged. Don't walk all pigeon-toed and with your ass sticking out. Walk one foot in front of the other. That'll make your shit look graceful. All right? And like I said, you got to look like you should be around money. You got to dress sexy but conservative. Don't show too much, don't show too little. You got to be sexy and conservative. And there are some places that you can go to attract a better grade of men. Now, certain places you can hang out, ladies. There are certain hotels you can hang out in. Upscale hotels. And I'm going to talk about that in my book, The Art of Gold Digging. But some places to hang out are like charity events. Charity events have a lot of rich dudes. Also, boat shows. Now, some of this stuff might sound boring, but you ain't there to have to party. You're there to really hustle. You got to look at that shit as being a business. That's the problem. A lot of ladies try to get in the game and you want to have fun all the time. Fun is cool, but you got to look at this shit as work. Gold diggers look at this shit as a job. So a museum might not be fun, but that's where the rich guys hang out. A charity event might not be the most fun thing in the world. It might not be as fun as hanging out with your little broke friends at All-Star Weekend. But at the end of the day, you're making an investment with yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So boat shows are real cool. A lot of rich guys go to boat shows. And as a matter of fact, go to a lot of events by the water. By like beaches and lakes. That's where the money is. Because it costs money to have boats. You know, it costs a little money to jet ski and stuff like that. And rich guys like water. Water brings out a lot of creativity. And water represents power. So a lot of rich guys like hanging out by the water. I'm not talking about no ghetto ass beach party. I'm talking about the water, the ocean. Like I said, a lot of rich dudes, you know, you got to have money to get to even rent a boat. You got to have some paper. And like I said, charity events, those are the lick. Golf courses, that's a good spot to hang out, meet rich dudes. Another spot, ski slopes. You got to get your ski on. That's where the money is. A lot of rich guys like to ski. You know, you put on your little ski bunny, snow bunny outfit. look cute, go up to the slopes, hang out, meet you some rich dudes, chop up game with them. And in my book, The Art of Gold Digging, I'm going to give you specific things to say and what not to say, what to do, what not to do. I'm just giving you the basic 101 how to position yourself, just to give you an idea of what's out there. Real deep stuff. Now, another part, important part of the gold digging game is that you don't come across as being codependent on other girls. Because that's a sign of weakness. And with the gold digging game, you have to be a woman who shows strength, confidence, but you're fun and you're not bitchy. And you can be submissive. Those are a lot of personalities to have, but that's what you need in order to survive in the gold digging game. And you cannot be codependent. Meaning, if you're at the club somewhere with a bunch of your friends and a rich dude steps to you like, hey, you know, let's hang out. Don't be on some shit like, well, I gotta ask my friends. That's a big turnoff. Never come across as codependent, because rich dudes don't want no high school acting female. Also, a lot of times, women, you have to shake some of your buddies. That's been the downfall of many good gold digging women out there. Many good gold digging women. Your downfall has been your little broke, goofy friends that you try to tag along with you all the time, and they mess your money up. You got to leave them at home. Don't let them fuck your money up. This is a business. You're trying to invest in yourself. Them little broke bitches are still going to be there when you get your money. Get your money first and then go kick it with your little broke buddies. Business is business. And act like you've been somewhere too. If you go up to some rich dude's crib, he invites you to dinner at his house, act like you've been somewhere nice. Don't be on some shit like, well, let me call my friends to let them know I'm safe. Don't do that. Because in most cases, the rich guy ain't gonna do nothing to your ass, especially if you live down in the hood. A lot of women in the hood like doing that shit. That's why I don't fuck with no female in the hood. That's how you can tell somebody's a hood rat. They come up to your house. They're so used to being in dangerous situations, they're cautious about everything. Most women that I know that I've kicked it with from the suburbs or rich neighborhoods, you know, they come out to the crib, we kick it, everything is cool. But it's always somebody who live in the inner city coming up to the crib talking about, let me call my buddies to let them know I'm safe. Like, bitch, I ain't gonna do nothing to your broke ass. The fuck out of here. What if I was gonna kidnap somebody? I wouldn't kidnap you. I go to Beverly Hills and kidnap me a white woman. Shit. Somebody I can get some money for. The fuck I look like sending a ransom note down to Inglewood. But I digress. I just went off on a tangent. Don't trip. Also, when you get around rich dudes, know how to hold your liquor. Now, if you're a woman and you can't really hold your liquor, don't drink shit. The last thing a rich dude wants is a lush. And guys will test you out as far as the drinking. The first thing they'll do is offer you a drink. We just want to see how you act when you loosen up a little bit. When you're loose, we want to see what you act like. I suggest you don't drink. But if you do drink, have a little sip of something. If you know you can't hold your liquor, don't fuck with nothing. The minute you show yourself as being a drunk ass, game over. You shot yourself in the foot. So be very careful about what you drink. Now, another valuable tip is when you step to guys, always seem like you have your shit together financially. Do not come across as being a beggar. Don't come across as being like a chicken head happy to get crumbs off the table. Don't come across as somebody who's happy to get a free meal. And this is a good gold digging trick. This is what you do. If you meet somebody who's rich and they're trying to get at you and the vibe is cool, on the first date, you, as the woman, you pay for the date. You take him out. That's a very good gold digging strategy. Because when you do that, that's going to make him lower his defenses, because he's definitely not used to that. One thing that rich guys are not used to, they're not used to women spending money on them. So when you do that, you're going to lower his defenses, and he's going to think like, well, damn, this woman don't really want anything from me, which is impressive. That's going to make him think, well, damn, she's really into me for who I am. She's not trying to get something for nothing, which you are at the end of the day, but he don't know that. Also, when you pay for the first date, his ego is going to make him want to up the ante later on. You feel me, ladies? This is some real deep shit I'm giving you. This shit works, trust me. And that's all I'm going to give you today, because you're going to have to buy the book to get the rest of the game. Like I said, I just wanted to give you the basic 101, give you a little snippet of what's to come. But in the book, The Art of Gold Digging, I'm going to tell you how to mack the dudes based on your race and their nationality, because white girls, they have to hustle a different way. Latino girls, they got to hustle a certain way. And black girls, there's some specific hustling that black girls can do. Also, for black girls, there's countries that you can go to where you can get you some paper. I'm going to talk about that in the book. I have a couple of countries where black girls can go to. Your ass can come up like a fat rat. When I reveal that in the book, it's going to blow everybody out the water. And in the book, I'm going to tell you what cities in America to go to. I'm going to tell you what hotels to go to. It's going to be real specific. Different websites to check out. Real specific game. Real good shit. But in the meantime, if you just want to know the mentality of a female hustler, go get my book right now called Player Be Played, Everything That Women Need to Know About Men Dating and Relationships. It's in stores right now. Or you can go to Amazon and Amazon.com and get that. Go to Amazon.com and get Player Be Played. Very good game. Women, you need it. That's been today's show. On tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about black women and hair. That's going to be a deep show as well. Don't forget to check out MacLessons.com. Tariq Nasheed. What's my MySpace page? I forgot my MySpace page. MySpace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. T-A-R-I-Q _N-A-S-H-E-E-D. I will holler at you players tomorrow. Peace. Your daddy Maxine, and I call up